From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Kate Vita, reading Murder at Midnight by Marshall Cook. Now let's begin with the prologue. A long black sedan glides slowly into the parking lot. Its headlights briefly illuminate the statue of the Virgin Mary, then swing to discover the low brick school. The car stops a few feet from the church. The passenger side door opens, releasing a small pool of light and spilling Debussy's La Mer into the warm night air. A small man wearing a black shirt and slacks and the white clerical collar of the priesthood emerges. "Are you sure you won't come in for a nightcap?" the small man says, bending down into the still open doorway. A thick-set man, also yoked with the collar of the priesthood, leans over. "It's late, Michael, and I have miles to go before I sleep." "And promises to keep, I'm sure." The little man straightens up, gives his shirt an unnecessary tug, and closes the car door with a solid thump. "Good night, then," he says. The sedan pulls slowly away. The small priest stands, his right hand in the air, as if blessing the departing man. The car bellies through the gully and turns onto the highway. The priest slowly mounts the steps of the church, his black wingtips clicking on the concrete. He pauses to peer up into the serene face of the Blessed Mother. The church behind her is dark, the tall cross on the spire thrusting toward the distant, unblinking stars. "Hail Mary, full of grace," he murmurs, his voice thick with the brogue he has never lost. "The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." A breeze stirs the leaves in the oaks looming over the church. He puts a hand on the pedestal, pats it. "Sweet Mother of Mercy,